The Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglati, says it will be difficult to ascertain whether the collapsed building has satisfied any safety requirements. Speaking on Radio Ghana's Current Affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Anaglati said such an investigation will be part of their investigations into the collapse of the building. He has also been educating the public on the service requirements before buildings are put up.
Actually, our airline 1724 have stipulated it clearly that before any type of these premises are put up, the permit must be submitted to the Ghana National Fire Service, where we will be able to assess it and make an input. The input will be looking at the occupancy level of the premises, that is how many people will be within that premises at a go, and then looking at it as against the number of exits. And that will be constructed, and other safety measures that will also be put in place. That is why we have our rep at a town and country technical committee, that before a permit is given, you submit your plan to the town and country technical committee, that the fire service rep will be able to look at it and make an input to it. So what we want to do is that if really we want to avert some of these unfortunate situations, then we should ensure that these plans are submitted to town and country planning or personally to the Ghana National Fire Service, where we will look at it and make an input. The input that we do attempt across at the time that we even sometimes have to prescribe the type of material that should be used in constructing some of these buildings. So it is in our own interest to submit these building plans to the fire service. So we should always try and then access to our airline 1724 for us to prevent this unfortunate situation.
Would you be in a position to tell us if the collapsed building satisfied all the fire safety equipment?
That would be difficult for me to tell for now, because I know we have our safety department that actually inspects some of these safety requirements. For now, since I've not been able to find out from any one of them to know if really they have satisfied these safety requirements, it's going to be part of our investigation that we'll be doing to find out if really it has satisfied the safety requirements.
That was a Deputy Fire Service PRO, Billy Anaglati.